Morning. It's 6:47 a.m. on March 27th. I'm putting the phone in my pocket because it's raining. It's in this little raincoat. I do have a baggie for it today, but my hands are freezing. It's cold and raw and nasty. I can't see a goddamn thing. My eyes just don't want to focus today. I've only been up, oh, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes. I was up late last night. It was 12:30 local time here before I got to bed because I was busy writing. After the evening session, we sat around and had a little bit of a gab with Dean Wesley Smith and some of the other writers. And it was a lot of fun, but it chewed up a couple hours of the evening. When I got back, the short story, which is due tonight, I had it done except for what I thought was going to be like two chapters or two paragraphs. And I got back and I wrote another 3,000 words on it. No, not that many. 2,000 words on it. Yesterday's word count was. It wasn't a full low, but it had to have been damn close, because I wrote a ton yesterday. One of the offshoots of this is my language has pretty much gone to hell in a handbasket. I'm finding myself swearing so much more than I have ever done at any point in my life, except perhaps when I just got out of the Coast Guard. So I'm going to try to put a handle on that, because it's a little disconcerting. Yesterday was Forget It Day. I can't tell you the amount of stuff that I forgot yesterday. It started out when I forgot to wear my glasses out on the walk, and I couldn't see, I couldn't focus, and I got back to my room and found my glasses right where I left them. It's like, oh, duh. That was pretty numb. Later in the day, I walked off and left my phone sitting on my desk, so I was felt completely off the wall. It was astonishing how disconcerting I found it to be without my phone. Because my phone is my lifeline, it's my clock, it's my note taker, everything. And I had left it back in the room when I went to the session. And then I went rushing back after the evening session to find my, actually I had my phone and I hadn't left it at like the restaurant I had supper at. And I got back to the room and found the phone, picked up the phone, grabbed the phone, and went back to the offices. It's only, you know, a couple miles. Went back to the offices for the gab session. And we gabbed and gabbed and gabbed. I got back to the room around 10:30, which is late for me, but it was okay. And put my hand in my pocket. There was no room key at all. I went through every pocket. I have several pockets between a jacket and a pants. No room key. And the problem is they closed the lobby. The place is dark. Nobody around. I didn't know what the hell to do. You know, I was like, oh, is there somebody in the main lodge who can let me in? I can sleep on the couch and in the morning find somebody with a key, let me in. I didn't want to do that because I had work to do. I finally wound up calling the emergency number that was posted on the glass door. Turns out there's a night caretaker who stays there. So when I rang it, it was nothing for them to just run down and give me a new key. Apparently it happens quite a lot because they said, oh, don't worry about it. They were sort of amused. And when I called and they said hello, and I said, hello, I'm one of your stupid guests who's managed to lock himself out of his room. And she laughed. So apparently it's not something completely missing. I mean, yesterday was just, it was insane. I just kept forgetting everything. Every time I turned around, there was something that I forgot. And I don't know if that means that I'm really engaged in this content. I don't know if it really means that I'm just getting old and stupid. I don't know what it means. Oh my. Oh, that smells wonderful. I'm down at the foot of the hill, and there's a coffee shop here called Pacific Grind Cafe, and the sign says open. I wonder if they're really open. I can smell the coffee. The coffee smells terrific. I'm gonna go in. And I'm gonna go in and see if I can get some coffee. The restaurant will have coffee. See how this works. Yeah, I'm gonna pause the recording because it's not fair to record somebody without telling them. So yeah, that was very much fun. The little coffee shop is open. Opens at 6 a.m. I've got a bag of coffee beans that I can take back and have in the room. Probably take some with me up to the office today.
I can help you with that.
And I got a medium drip black. It's quite delicious. It could be that it just tastes particularly good because it's the first cup of the day. But it's also, and it's cold and it's rainy and it's warm in my hand. Maybe I'll wake up here eventually. The problem that I'm having this morning is that I can't get the gum out of my eyes. I was up too late. It was 12:30. It was almost 1 o'clock before I got to bed. I finished my short story last night. I really like it. Probably Dean will hate it. I don't care. I like it. When I woke up around, I'm going to say 6:15. I've been working on homework, and I got to a break point. I thought, well, I'll get my walk in, get my talk in, come back and maybe start on today's assignments. Breakfast is at 9, so I've got still a couple of hours until breakfast. I'm really looking forward to breakfast. Yesterday, there was one thing that happened yesterday that was both exceedingly frustrating and maddening, and yet at the same time explained a lot of things. That apparently there's a disconnect. We were having a discussion yesterday about attitude, and some of the comments that Dean was making didn't match with what, and it wasn't just me, it was several other people, didn't match with what we were trying to get at. And it had to do with pacing and important aspects, important milestones in a story. And there was a woman in the back who kept asking these pointed questions, and he kept sort of, and he's kind of blowing her off. But she kept after him, and finally he sat there for a minute with a really strange look on his face, and he said, "Oh, okay, now I see. This was dumb. I see what you're doing. I see what we're doing. There's a disconnect here." He said, "Yeah, what we're doing here is short stories. And what you're talking about is novel." And there was this sort of silent thud in the room, because at least half of the people in the room are not short story writers. They're novelists. They're like me. I don't... I don't think I do short very well, and I don't really like doing short. But that's really what his thrust is. And the disconnect is that he's given us these exercises where he's taken a few pages out of a book, out of a novel, and having us highlight specific technical aspects of the book. And of course, all of the aspects in the book are novel aspects, and they're the ones that he's got us looking for are applicable in short stories. There are other things in the book that are in the passages that are significant, and so we're underlining these as well. And you say, no, that's something else. That's something else. And it wasn't until this morning that he said what that something else was. And about, I don't know, maybe half of us said, you know, had this very clear, oh, moment. And I came back after yesterday morning session and thought, well, crap. I came to this one because it wasn't short story. Now, I appreciate that we got to do things here that are short enough that we can get at, because we don't have a lot of time, so writing novels this week isn't really going to work. So I appreciate that. But even Dean admitted, you know, the stuff you do in novels that you can't do in a short story, and vice versa. And that this is a short story, really, it's basically a short story workshop. Now, with that in mind, I probably would not have come, which might have been a mistake, because I am learning stuff. I am pretty excited, particularly after last night's GabFest. We had a good time talking about the new world of publishing, etc. So it was really interesting. I had a good talk. It was a good day. Despite the fact that it scared the crap out of me when I started forgetting everything. I'm going to try to do better today. Anyway, I'm back at the Anchor, and tomorrow's another day. I'll probably talk to you then.